This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, and good afternoon. Well, today is Ag Day at the Illinois State Fair, and because of that, it seems appropriate that we visit with someone who's been involved with agriculture his entire life. Earl Sarles and his wife Doris were inducted into the Illinois 4-H Hall of Fame on Saturday at the State Fair 4-H Celebration event. The event is held annually in Springfield, and Rachel Hazen, an intern for the Illinois 4-H Foundation, says each county in the state can nominate someone to receive the award.
So every year, the Hall of Fame inductees, they're nominated by their county. So we could have up to 102 if every county nominated, but it doesn't always happen. So they could be anywhere from a really long time serving as a leader or a volunteer for 4-H, or it could be that they have just gone above and beyond what anyone has expected of them in the 4-H organization. The last couple of years, it's been in the Orr Building. We offer cookies and cheese cubes, just a little bit of something to tide them over until they can maybe go out and eat on the fairgrounds. This year, we had a standing room only crowd, and it's held in the public speaking area, so it's on the stage in the Orr Building. Right after all of the general projects get judged, and we have all of the Hall of Famers come up. We do it in rows, and they come up and they get announced and what their main contribution is to 4-H, and we hand them a medallion, and then they get their picture taken, and it goes up on our website.
Earl and Doris were this year's inductees for Montgomery County, and I talked to Earl about his years of involvement with 4-H as he was a founding member of the Raymond 4-H Club.
I can remember the history of that. We didn't know what to name it. But you know why we named it the Buckeye, Raymond Buckeyes? Because at the time, a lot of people that had joint pains or rheumatism carried a Buckeye. That was supposed to be good for your health to help your aches and your pains and your joints. That's why we named it Raymond Buckeyes. I can remember that vividly.
Well, that's a great piece of history, and I think so many people have been involved with 4-H since it got its start. And as you told me the other day, you were involved with getting the buildings on the fairgrounds?
Yeah, I'll tell you, that was a thing we didn't realize how and Barton was going to be, but we needed places. We used to tie cattle up to eat. I remember showing steers over in Okomas, tying them up to the trees and showing them out there in the open when they had their picnic over in Okomas. I remember that was going back in the 40s. And we thought we better get cover where we could protect them and keep them from getting away. And so Wayne Nodal and Bill Hamlin and Claude Hamlin and myself and Rupert from Nokomis, another one of the four leaders that we, and there were some other people that helped, but we did a lot of the work on that, them buildings, them shelter buildings, and then especially the main building, the closed building. We put the, remember the day we put the bathrooms in, and that was a great improvement in getting bathrooms down there there. And then we helped. John Keith donated the trees there to the driveway and going into the park, and we planted them trees. In fact, we did most all that was done down there the back in those days.
Earl, did you have any special areas that you helped with, whether it was livestock or some other projects, or did you just help with a little bit of everything?
I just helped with everything. It's whatever, ever needed help, we all pitched in, and we really didn't, as one leader of a club, no, we did. We helped everybody.
And I imagine all the years that you were in 4-H, you got to work with a lot of families and a lot of youth in the county. Earl, how long were you a volunteer with 4-H?
How long were we, did I have the, how many years was I the leader?
Yes.
I think I started in 45 when I started, did I write that down in this booklet I got in here over 37 years, and I say I kind of lost those years, but I remember the year that I was out planting corn and the assistant farm advisor asked me to be a club leader, and I always wanted to join 4-H when I was in school, but my dad didn't believe in it, and the only thing I could have then was sheep when I had egg and FFA. I just liked to work with young people, and I got to do that all through my life. We had a lot of whole area halfway in Nokomis. Generally averaged from 30 to 40 every year, some years up to 50. I remember we'd take a lot of trips that I thought were important to take the wives, and the families all pitched in, and we make 150-gallon ice cream every weekend during the year and have an ice cream social. And we had 3 5-gallon ice cream freezers, and all the families helped. We'd do that one some evening. And that was something that was kind of extra special, and it was just kind of a family affair, and that's why I enjoyed it, too.
Well, Earl, it sounds like you have a lot of great memories with 4-H, and it sounds like it's very important to you, and I think you'd say 4-H is something that would be a great experience for youth to get involved in, and it's a program that they can learn a lot from.
Yeah, I don't think we got them family. We don't have as many families farming now, especially young farmers that got children, young children are coming along, and out there on the farm, got a few animals. Most of them don't have a few head of livestock of some sort, and so. But there's many other things that come along, little projects they have, and you want to make the most of it. It can be a great venture for anybody that lead a club and get acquainted with many families that you wouldn't get acquainted with otherwise. I cherish that, knowing so many, many people. In fact, last weekend, I saw Jerry Tester. He was in Litchfield and eating supper at Ariston, and I said, where are you living, Jerry? And he said, in Springville, Missouri. And he was one of my presidents of the club at one of the years, and he was over there towards Oklahoma. So you meet them, and I seen Connie Broy was living over in that area, and she was our secretary, and Marianne McCallum was a secretary one time. Bob Smith lives right here south of Raymond. He was president of the club one time. Just go down the list, and I guess I should have written them down, but I didn't. I always had hoped that we'd have a good discussion or get a lot of good reports on our club, and WSMI has done a really good job for me during the years to interview a lot of our members. And I'd also want to like say that generally your members that were the top members and got real active in FFA here at Lincolnwood or Nokomis High School. And so I think it made them more interesting in their project, whatever it is, was woodworking or livestock or whatever, or electricity. Many, many things they can do. That's a good training for any young boy or girl.
Earl Sorrells of Raymond, and congratulations once again to Earl and Doris for being inducted into the Illinois 4-H Hall of Fame. And with it being Ag Day at the State Fair, lots of events have been taking place so far today, and they'll continue into the evening. The Governor's Sale of Champions starts at 5 p.m. in the Livestock Center, and truck and tractor pulls start at 7:30 in the Multipurpose Arena. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.